Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, do we need more gender balance in politics? Well, a new working group has been set up to examine the artwork that is currently on display in Leinster House in a bid to achieve gender balance along the corridors of government buildings. Special attention is going to be paid to the selection and acquisition of artworks to ensure that women are better represented. Our political commentator and journalist Lise Hand joins us now on the line. Lise, thank you very much for joining us.
Evening.
What do you think about this working group that's being set up and the objective it sets out to achieve?
Well, I sort of simultaneously eye-rolled and I suppose gave a small cheer at the same time, because I understand where they're coming from. And I mean, you know the building as well as I do, Sarah, and there are many, many walls and plenty of long corridors, and they are festooned with paintings and photographs of men. Mm-hmm. You know this, there's, you know, in the main lobby, there's a big picture of Michael Collins, and then you go down the corridor and there's various bewigged types doing daring things in boats. Then you go up the stairs and there's sort of the Taoiseach, the gallery of the portraits of the Taoiseach. And of course, they're all men. Then you go up on the second floor where the Seanad is, and it's a long corridor of photographs of former Cathaoirleach League, almost all men. So, yes, you could argue that apart from a couple, Constance Markievicz, God bless her, she saves the day every time this comes up. There's a portrait of her, and then there is a very large portrait that was unveiled in 2018 of the totality of women members of the Oireachtas at that stage. A lovely picture, but there was only 53 of them. So
one picture of all the women.
One picture of all the women did the trick. So you could argue that, yes, that this is long overdue. And, you know, one would hope that there are pictures of women and also by women, because, of course, there are plenty of wonderful Irish women, Irish artists, particularly from the 20th century, that rarely get a look in.
Yeah. You can see, though, can't you, how it got to this point? Because if you're talking about pictures of the people who have gone through that building and been notable in that building, the political reality is over the last century that they have, for the very large part, been men.
Exactly, Sarah. And, you know, I would like to see this as, this is where the eye rolling bit comes in, is, you know, a baby step towards a much, maybe a raised consciousness at a political level of the dearth of female representation on a much wider basis. You know, the walls of Leinster House reflect the interior of the chamber. So I would like to see this as maybe step one, like things like get more, far more serious about introducing and implementing, say, gender quotas to try and get more women into the chamber. But on a broader issue, I think that, you know, and I mean, I've been writing about this for years. I mean, I've bored people with this over the years, but there is, you know, there's an invisibility of women out on the streets of our cities and of our towns. You walk around Dublin and there's barely a statue of a female. I mean, the most famous statue of a woman in Dublin is Molly Malone. Mm. You know, you walk down O'Connell Street, it's all men. There are so few. Most of the bridges, most of the public buildings are named after men. And, you know, there are so many women in Irish life that have contributed incredibly, like in the arts, you know, right across politics through, you know, equality fight. And there's just nothing to represent them. And, you know, particularly for, say, young women, if they're sort of knocking about town or whatever, that does seep into your consciousness. You know, yeah. If you can't see it, you can't be it.
Well, no, absolutely. And I think there's a huge argument for what you're saying there around the country in terms of statues or names of rivers or bridges or whatever it might be. Because you can sort of go into the arts, or you can go into, you know, different areas outside of politics. But if we're talking about within, yes, Leinster House, just finally then, who, yeah, are the people that you think, the women that could be on the walls, you know, and could have a right to be there?
Well, I mean, there's been some amazing campaigning, you know, politicians over the years. I mean, you have people like Kathleen Lynn, who sort of founded Children's Hospital, Monica Barnes, who, of course, was a trailblazer when it came to fighting for equality and was co-founder of what turns out now to be the Irish Women's Council. You've got the four Oireachtas members, the women who voted against the bill introducing the Eighth Amendment in 1983, which is a very brave move. And they include Mary Robinson, Eileen Desmond, Helena McAuliffe Ennis, and the number one pride of place should go to Catherine McGuinness I mean, the woman has been a titan of Irish life. You know, she's not only a former Supreme Court judge, but, you know, she's held posts, including a senator. She's president of the Law Reform Commission. She's on the Council of State. She's been chairwoman of so many commissions and forums. And I mean, she's extraordinary. So, you know, why there isn't a there should be several statues of her. I'd start with her. Definitely.
Okay. Well, who needs a working group when we've got Lee's hand?
Well, if anybody wants, I would put my half pence worth in there. Absolutely no problem.
Lise, thank you very much for joining us. We'll take a break.